proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bratton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Today, I'd like to discuss with you a very somber subject, but that is most important to the Jewish people as we look at their history, especially recent history, because it was over 70 years. Some of the darkest days in world history, I believe, happened during World War II, during a time what we call the Holocaust. Now, in order to help commemorate this special event that took place really not so long ago, IBJM has a special Holocaust Education Day that's open to the general public. It will be coming up on March 22nd, which is a Friday of 2019. Start at 9 o'clock and go to about 4 in the afternoon. And so we invite you to come to our headquarters here in Hixson, Tennessee, and we'd be glad to have you a part of this. So what can you expect from our Holocaust Education Day? Well, we definitely take a great look at several topics related to the Jewish people, their perspective of the Holocaust, and also we look at a Christian's perspective of Holocaust and how we can help to answer and pray with people who have questions on why would God allow such a terrible event to happen. These are questions that have to be unpacked rather carefully, I believe. We start out the day with the topic of who is the Jew, looking at a biblical perspective of the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I believe this is foundational as we discuss the Holocaust. Who are the Jewish people and why specifically were they the targets of the Holocaust and the Nazi regime and many others who are anti-Semitic? We will also take time looking at the history of Jewish persecution throughout the ages. Jewish people, of course, have been oppressed in things such as the Crusades, the pogroms, and of course the Holocaust as well. We also could go back even the Inquisition as well. So there's a lot of different things we could look at in the aspects of the history of Jewish persecution. We'll also take a look at America's role in the Holocaust. Where was America when the 6 million Jewish people were being exterminated? And what efforts were being made and on what levels and what impact did they have? And this is something that we look at, and we will also look at some Americans who dared to risk their lives to help save Jewish people as well during the Holocaust. We will also conclude the day with a Holocaust memorial ceremony. And during the ceremony, we actually give those who participate, and hopefully that'll be one of you, that as you come to the program, that at the end of the day, you'll have a chance to basically give respect and have a time of remembrance. Yourself can make a stand against the anti-Semitism and the persecution of the Jewish people around the world for the sake of the gospel. So we also, as we look at this too, we look at the Christians' response to the Holocaust. And again, how can we understand the Jewish people, especially as we reach with them in a loving way with the gospel of the Messiah? So as we look at this event, one thing that we will conclude at the very end of the day that we're going to be doing very different this year, we used to do in years past, but we are excited to announce that those who come to the Holocaust Education Day will have a sneak peek into the Everlasting Nation Museum. We have been under renovation for several years and are just now on the closing end of that. And so one thing that's very unique about this museum is that we have a Holocaust memorial. You see actual artifacts related to the Holocaust and to the Nazi era. But we will also take time at looking at the hiding place, which was the bedroom of Corrie ten Boom, who their family helped saved hundreds of Jewish people and others during the time of the Holocaust during the Nazi regime. And so this will bring the story to life. In fact, outside of the original one in Amsterdam, in Holland, that this hiding place is the only one that I know of to scale outside. In fact, we were given the blessing of the Hiding Place Foundation to do this. And so it's a blessing to be able to show that to the public. So again, we're talking about the Holocaust Education Day that will be held here at IBJM in Hixson, Tennessee. Again, the date for this is Friday, March 22nd of 2019. By the way, if you have a group, maybe someone from your church, you'd like to get a group together, there is a discounted rate of over 5 or more. And so I invite you to contact us here at IBJM. For more information, go to IBJM.org. Call us at 423-876-8150. Again, March 22nd, invite you to come to IBJM's Holocaust Education Day. And as we close this program, let us say never forget and say never again. And we do pray as the psalmist did to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May the Lord richly bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.